right, good evening again. This is Ben Nelms. Welcome to the question and answer session. We had a good meeting this morning. All topics are open for business. Why don't we start off with a question or two if anyone has them. And if you do ask a question, just go ahead and chime in, introduce yourself, and I will do my best to answer. So what do we have?
Ben, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, hey, how's it going? My name is Junaid. My question is about the DICOM images. What is the mechanism of getting these images? How long will it take to download onto your systems? And if you can just walk us through that process.
Absolutely. It's a great question. So I take it this might be your first Prono Plan study.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I do have a suggestion for anyone who this is your first plan study. You're kind of jumping into to the crucible. We've done about 10 or more in the last 2 years. So this is the first plan study we're doing that's actually timed. Otherwise, we usually leave them open for 4 to 5 or 6 weeks for data collection, which means people aren't rushed. But I love this question because what I would suggest to anyone, if this is your first time, or even if you've only done one or two before, all of our plan studies we've done in the past, for example, the recent SRS Brain we just finished up, that's going to be presented next year or next week or in a week or two in New Zealand, or the Radio Surgery Society, which is an SBRT lung, or the series that we've done, we always leave them open, not for data collection, but for people to still go through the paces. So for any public plan, so log into Prono, go to any plan study you see, either under the Select Organization Prono, or Select Organization Radio Surgery Society, Select Organization AAMD, or TROG Cancer Research. Those are all public plan studies. You can try one. You'll go to the downloads page, get a feel for what it's like. You'll click download, and that will download a zip file that has the DICOM images and DICOM RT structure set in it. Now, depending on your planning system, the quickest way to get those in, some of them it's very easy, some of them you have to take a couple steps. Most of the planning systems, we have this process detailed in our searchable help. So you can go to the Prono website, click on support and help, and there's a searchable site, type in the word DICOM import or something, or type in the word zip. There's a lot of different ways you can get there, and it'll walk you through how you do it. But that'll be the first step of the process, is to download. Everyone's going to be having the same images and the same structure set, so you won't have to do any contouring. And then you'll create your plan, and you'll come up with a first iteration. And some people, within 4 hours, they may have a few iterations, some may have dozens, depending on how they optimize plans. You can use the Prono website to upload and score as many iterations of plans and doses as you want. So what you'll do is you'll upload the DICOM RT plan and the DICOM RT DICOM RT plan and dose, and you'll say generate score. In fact, we're looking at my screen here. Do you want to see a quick demonstration of how that works?
That would be great.
All right, let's do that. I'm recording this so that people can listen on the audio that can't attend. But I tell you what, I should be sharing my screen. So let me go ahead. I'm going to pull up Prono. So it runs in any browser, any modern browser. And so you'll sign in. I'm already signed in, so it remembered me. Can you see my screen okay?
Yes.
All right, excellent. When you do the World Championships, you'll actually go to this. You'll go to Plan Studies and select Organization. You will select World Championships 2018. In fact, you should be able to do that now, but there's no plan study published yet because it's going to publish just right at the time of the start of the competition. But you can go to the Prono, for example, the Prono Organization, and other public plan study, Radio Surgery Society, for example. And let's take a look at this one, Radio Surgery Society. So there's one plan study here. You'll click it. There'll be a lot of good instructions on this page, links to help files, online help, searchable things, a lot of FAQs per planning system. Then when you're ready to start, this will be how you get your source data. And you just click download data set. When you click that into your downloads box, we'll start we will zip up the source data for you, and it'll go in your tray. So you unzip that, obviously, and you have now the source DICOM files. Just to show you how the support center works, I'm going to support center, And so we have this whole plan study thing you can click in. You should read this over beforehand, but you can also search for terms. So I'm gonna just click download, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of stuff here. Working with zip files, participating in a plan study, creating your plan and plan creation, frequently asked questions, special notes. You see a lot of good stuff here, and this will explain to you how to do this. So if we click on participating in a plan study, there's a lot of good information. I suggest you study this a little bit beforehand. You probably could read through the whole online source material in maybe half an hour or so. But it's got good instructions. Here's some TPS specific instructions. So what's your planning system?
Eclipse,
okay. That'll be a piece of cake. So that we have some FAQs here. You can click on Eclipse. But otherwise, and here's import and export hints. So since we've done so many of these plan studies now, we have a pretty robust online help. Now, let's go back to the plan study here. Let's say you've created a plan and a dose. You know you're not done yet, but you kind of want to see, hey, how's my coverage? So you're ready to score one of your iterations. And by the way, if you're working as a team, some person can be scoring the iterations while the other person is working on the next. But if you're working alone, you should have plenty of time in 4 hours. So you'll go to this upload, review, and submit. You will now have exported a DICOM plan and dose. So let me just pick an example. This was the RSS plan study. So I'm just going to upload an example. I think it's a VMAT plan. So the plan will upload very quickly. And then the dose, depending on how refined and how big your dose grid, it may take a few seconds. But you see it's uploading pretty quickly. To answer your first question, the download of the zip should be pretty fast. Of course, it's to your download speed, but I tested it this morning and it took only about 10 to 12 seconds to download the zip. So that was pretty good. Now you can see I have a plan and a dose. Now you're ready to say, hey, how did I do? And since we rescore everything with our standard DVH and scoring engine, you will click this button, generate results. This is where it gets really interesting, because we have over 300 registrants for this time to study, which is pretty impressive. That's going to be a lot of people hitting our servers doing scoring. So the Prono engineering team has spent a lot of time this week and last week preparing a lot of servers to be able to support this, everyone pounding on it at the same time. It may take a little longer than usual, but you just sit here while it spins. So what's happening now is all these DVHs are getting calculated. Other metrics are being calculated, extracted. We're generating your scorecard so that it's real easy to read. And probably for this particular algorithm and the dose grid, you can probably expect each scoring to take anywhere from, I'd say, 20 to 60 seconds. This one's taking a little longer. I'm not sure why, but you'll see what the results are. And again, you can practice with this on any of the existing plan studies. Even if the data submissions are closed, you can still keep practicing. It's open for you to try and score. And in fact, you can even compare your score to what these submitted scores were with the population analytics. So there's your score. There'll be a big bold thing. It says 134.6. In this particular case, this was an excellent score. I think it's one of the top 10% scores. And then if you want to see, okay, where did I get points? Where did I miss points? You can click on these slides. And here's one way we show them. It's like a Gantt chart that moves left to right. Each row is a metric, and then the points you get versus the weight is shown here. And then every metric, you have a drill down page. So if you have a metric you want to look at, you can kind of go through these pages and find out maybe where's the point on your DVH, etc. Now there will be, as people who've done these plan studies before, there can be slight differences between what your planning system says for a metric if you extract it manually versus Prono, and that's because we've taken a lot of extra time to make sure we have the gold standard DVH calculator. So everybody's recalculated through that gold standard. You can see some slight differences depending on your planning system. But when that's done, and let's say you've done a few iterations, you're nearing that 4 hour mark, or you're really happy with your plan before the 4 hour mark and you're ready to submit, a lot of people forget to click this button down here. Oh, this one's closed, but down below this, there'll be a submit button. So under the submit heading, this one's closed, but this is where you gotta make sure to hit submit. That will officially register you. Now, the good news is if you want to submit early but still keep trying, you can keep scoring new iterations. And if you get a score that's better, you get a plan that's better, you can just submit again and it will replace your submission. So submission is kind of like when it's a save. It's a save so that if you don't get better, you know that's already registered. And it's really that easy. And then after it's over, since you've never done this before, you'll get all these great tools to do the analytics for, you know, to study how do the different delivery types do in terms of score, how do the different planning systems do, scatter plots with efficiency. All of these become interactive things that once we publish, you can log in at any time, whether you participated or not, no matter how you scored, and you can study all the different results. So this is, we like to finish the loop by showing everyone being able to compare themselves versus the anonymous population of their peers. So that was a long answer, but I would encourage you to try one or two, go through the cycle with one of the existing plan studies. That way you can make sure you have your workflow. And then, you know, you'll be ready to go when the day comes. Are there any other, we have a few people on the phone today. Did anyone else want to chime in with some tips or tricks for someone who has never done a ProKnow plan study before? Feel free. Nobody? Does anyone want to? What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Junaid, thank you very much. I appreciate that in-depth answer.
Good.
I'll definitely take your advice and try out a few examples before I get started.
Good luck. Where are you from? And so you use Eclipse. Where will you be planning from on Thursday?
Winnipeg, Canada.
Nice. Wow. Go Jets. You guys are having a great season.
Thank you.
You're killing my St. Louis Blues. All right. Other questions? The floor is open. Let's go for it.
Hello. I have one question.
All right. Go for it. I can hear you. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
Hi. My name is Wyatt Smith. I am from Springfield, Massachusetts.
All right.
So there was one of the scoring parameters that it's kind of new to me that I'm not aware of, and I think it was called the regret, and I wasn't exactly sure what that was.
The volume of regret. Now, the volume of regret in general is going to be the volume in cubic centimeters at or above a specified dose that's outside of the target. So it's basically the volume at or exceeding a certain prescription dose or dose level that is not in the target. I'm going to go ahead and open the algorithm so that we can look. We do. High dose volume of regret. So Wyatt, it's the high dose volume of regret. And what we're looking at here specifically, it's going to be, in this case, any 55 gray or higher that's outside the PTV 45. So in other words, we have the PTV 50 here. You haven't seen it yet, but there's a PTV 50. And then engulfing that is going to be a PTV 45. So the PTV 45 is really a superset. And we're saying this was straight out of one of the RTOG protocols, I'm thinking 1203 or 700 and something. But it was saying capture the volume at the 110% of the prescription that's not in the target. And this is saying don't have any of it there. So in other words, don't have a hot spot of 110% outside the target. And the metrics here we're using to score it, you can see anything ideal will be 0.03 or less, so essentially nothing. And then you'll start getting 0 points once you get down to 0.3 cubic centimeters. So that's just a few voxels. The idea here is don't have any dose that's 110% of the larger prescription that is outside of the bigger target. Does that make sense now?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Cool. Yeah, it was just terminology that I wasn't.
Yeah, this is a term that we use, volume of regret. It's not a standard term. I think in protocols they'll just describe it like I did, saying don't have any dose that's 110% that's outside the target. So we gave it a cute name.
And then I'm pretty lucky because my planning system actually reports the confirmation number.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it's something I don't have to compute.
Yeah, well, just remember, ProKnow will compute it for you, so you don't have to worry about that by hand. If you ever want to try a new try, you can let ProKnow do it. But if you do want to do, have a little quick little cheat sheet. Make sure it's the confirmation number that is here. I'll
at
I think it's often called the, it's from a publication, the original thing. It's actually in more modern, more recent protocols, they'll call this the conformality number. So the old conformality index has been replaced with this. But here's what it is. It is the specified structure's volume that's covered by the specified dose squared. So this is the overlap of your isodose of your prescription level and the target squared, divided by the total volume of the target times the total volume of that structure. So it's a really nice thing that says you're going to be punished if you have hot spot outside the target, you're going to be punished if you have cold spots inside the target, and you will be rewarded where they overlap. So that's a really good one. We use it in all the plan studies now. Great questions. All right. Who else? What else? Don't be shy. While you're thinking of your question, I'll go ahead and let you know. I recorded the meeting this morning. It went well, and I'm recording this one. They will both be posted with our fourth and final update that we plan to post tomorrow. And there are some important updates in there, like, you know, last second checks that you're ready, a check of the time, a detailed explanation of the dose QA required if you plan to compete for the overall. That's described in detail, and so there's a lot of good information in that. So even if we get through this meeting later and you want to hear some other questions that were asked, you can go to that post and click play and listen to that meeting. But this is a good, strong group. I'm going to bet you have some questions. So
I have a follow-up question.
All right.
And basically, as far as the QA goes, I've done previous plans, so I'm familiar to submit and have my plan scored. How is the QA plan actually submitted?
Yes, and that's a great question because I haven't told you yet. It is in the fourth and final update, but I'll tell you here.
Okay.
No, there's no, it's a great question because you wouldn't have known because I only posted that we would collect them. I didn't tell you how yet. We don't have a mechanism, like ideally and someday we want to have a mechanism where people can upload supporting documents with their plan, so like a report, a PDF report, and maybe some image captures. What we're going to do this time is my email link is going to be in the post, and you'll just email me, bnelms@pronosystems.com, with a PDF and or images captures of your QA and the metrics required. Are specified. One thing that I am requiring, because it is the World Championship, is that it does need to be true composite. So some sites still do this for every IMRT and VMAT plan, and that's great. They use a Delta 4, they use an ArcCheck, they use an Octavius, they use a planar array and a Phantom. Anything where you can be a surrogate for a patient and put on the table and deliver a whole fraction to that Phantom, where the Phantom stays static, that's true composite. So no system is perfect, but it's a great way to make sure that A, you can actually deliver that thing, there's no collision, that the MLC leaves are able to achieve what you specified. But even more important than that, that the TPS is calculating, you have created a plan that your TPS and TPS model are able to calculate accurately. So this will be a calculation versus measurement comparison in this three-dimensional Phantom. It may not be a three-dimensional array. Like I said, you may only have something like a map check and you put it inside of a map fan, for example. But that still will count as true composite. And what I'll want is objective evidence. And again, this is optional. Everybody will be competing for best in TPS and best in modality for their own little categories. If you don't have time to take a measurement, that's fine. But anyone who wants to be eligible for the overall, if you're not a physicist or you don't do your own QA, then go grab your teammate and say, hey, you're on call. And then I'm giving now up to 16 hours after the end of your plan. So that should hit every time zone okay. Should be plenty of time for the Europeans to arrange that the next day. And then in the Far East and Australia and New Zealand, you'll have all day to do it. 16 hours was enough time that I could have the results posted about 24 hours later, but also that there's enough time to schedule a little 15-minute slot to do the QA and then send me objective evidence just to show that it was deliverable. And the reason we do this, and to capture your QA to make sure it was accurate and something you would treat in real life, that's important part of every plan study we do. And the reason we do it is that especially an important plan study like this, is so that people will not be, they'll be disincentivized to create a plan that they don't think they could calculate or deliver very well. To do something realistic and then to prove that you're able to calculate it and deliver it, that's really important that these plans are the real deal. So that is a long-winded answer, but did it get you?
Oh yeah, that was very good. Yeah,
cool. So I'm not going to be picky about the device, but I am going to be very picky that it has to be true composite. So what things that aren't true composite would be epidimages that are all overlapping. That would be called single gantry angle composite. You know, if you do that for your QA of per treatment or per fraction, I'm not judging that. I'm just saying for this study, that is not true composite. Just a secondary calc based on off of an RT plan or a log file. While that has good use as well, it's not even a composite. It's not a measurement at all. So make sure it's a 3D phantom. Make sure we're getting a dose in three dimensions, measurement versus calculated. And
okay, very good.
Good. Good questions. I'm glad you're bringing them. Wyatt, have you done a plan study before?
I did the RSS one.
Oh, great.
The long one.
So that was pretty recent. You should still be warmed up.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it was very good. I found that a very challenging case, and it was actually good because we just started a SBRT lung program.
Excellent.
That's so you know it gives you confidence that if you post a really good score on that, then you feel that as a clinic, you feel like you're ready to move forward.
You bet. Did you go back and then test your clinic's scores versus the population using the population tools?
I did look at that. I wish I would have had more time to spend on it.
Well, it's still open. That'll be open forever at any given time. Go back to that study, like I was showing the prior. These, I'm looking at it right now. You can do this as well. You can interact. So this little yellow bar is that plan I uploaded. Mm-hmm. So it shows where I was against the population, but you can go and say where you were. You said you were, I forget which planning system you said you were, but
I was on Monaco.
Yeah, Monaco. So you can look at your Monaco distribution, kind of have an idea of where you were in that amongst.
Yeah,
those.
So I had a 131 and change on it.
Good.
And
good. So that's
so that was kind of my goal. It was just to hit like 130. And basically, once I did that, I had kind of, I was kind of getting short on time.
Sure.
As well. So so that's why I kind of like the idea of this time study. Because it's, it's more of a real life type situation.
It's real life. The logistics are hard, but I think it's important because if anyone says, well, the people who win are always spending too much time, at least they won't have this argument here. But also, it just kind of makes it fun to know that everyone's going to be doing the same thing in those same 4 hours on planet Earth. I think that's kind of cool.
Exactly. You have the same constraints. Because I know I talked to many of the Elekta engineers, and, they all scored, very high. But, they were working on it, and, they were putting tweaks on the in the planning system so that it would end up doing more more loops per se, where it could actually move some of the MLCs, and they could do refinements, and on a 4-hour plan, all that goes out of the window. It kind of equalizes the field.
Yeah, it's something I want to do at least one of these a year and give it that competitive spirit. All the others is really more people spend extra time. There's kind of some value there. They may stumble across some tips and tricks they can share with their peers that will then work. I find most of the people who do really well, they'll continue to do well in much less time in subsequent studies. So when you get to that point where you're working a few hours just to get an extra point or two, that's the time at which that won't be. Here it's how good can you do in 4 hours, which is pretty reasonable. Let's say a physician. In fact, we have I see Dr. Brandon Stone is a physician. He's on the call right now. Brandon might come in and say, hey, I need this plan done in 4 hours, and this is emulating that, of course. Brandon does his own planning. Hey, Brandon, how are you? I see your phone lighting up, but I don't hear you.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
You're not? Good. Very good. Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. I walk into the cemetery, new CT scan done. It's in 4 hours.
Hey, do it. All right. So are you gonna give it a go on Thursday?
I will. All right. I'll give it a try. I mean, the only way I can plan is with that the auto planning software. And so we'll see how quickly it can, crunch your plan out. Usually it takes over an hour. And so I probably just have one or two iterations I'll be able to, punch out, but we'll see how it goes.
At least it's an even playing field for everyone. So maybe we'll do
it. That's right.
It's not exactly the age of man versus machine yet, because it's man and machine at this point, which is good.
Right.
Did you have any questions, or did anyone else want to chime in with a question, comment, concern?
I just had a quick question. This is Kaylin. Are you guys supporting RaceStation? I didn't see it when you were scrolling through, but I wasn't sure.
Absolutely, we are. They're it's down here. These are all kind of alphabetical, I think. So I don't know how CyberKnife was. Here's RaceStation. Actually, these are sorted by the number of last time. So there were 97 Eclipse users. RaceStation in this RSS study didn't have. They had a few really good scores here. Yes, absolutely, RaceStation. It should work with everyone. This is a large target GYN case. So some of the radio surgery devices may not be applicable to this one, but hey, different people. I know a couple people are already gonna see how they can do with proton planning. So you bet. And Kaylin, where are you from?
University of Maryland in Baltimore.
All right. Well, great. Is this your first plant study?
It is. I'm really excited.
Wow. So we're getting a lot of first timers to show up on this pretty intense little effort. So don't make it your last. We do at least three or four a year. For those of you who don't know, the more you do, the more you're adding to your Prono resume. So if you go to your My Achievements, we'll keep track of all your achievements that are scoring at mean or above, and even more points. And you can there's a digital badge, so it's kind of fun. You can track your progress just to kind of compete against yourself and earn these points. A lot of times you can get CE credits depending on how well you did and what exercise you did. So don't make it your last one, I guess that's my point. Other questions? Something that came up in the earlier meeting. I know some of you are going to think of a couple questions more or two, so I don't want to just end it. But let me get your opinion on this. There was a request this morning to see. We had stated that the number of beams, if it's VMAT, keep it to 4 arcs or less. And if it's IMRT, 9 unique beam geometries or less. So for IMRT, you won't be double counted for split fields if you use a variant LINAC. It's unique geometries that we'll really look for. And here we're just trying to keep it practical. We're trying to keep people from doing crazy things. But I did have one request for 5 arcs because they use that clinically for very large targets. Does anyone have an objection to that? Otherwise, I think I'm going to go ahead and allow up to 5 arcs for VMAT. We did a GYN study a number of years ago where we actually capped it off at 3 and still had a lot of good plans. So just because you get 5 doesn't mean you need them. But I think here they wanted it in their back pocket if they needed a second isocenter to capture more volume with partial arcs. Does anyone have a problem with 5 arcs for this plan? Because ultimately what we need to do here is that the plans need to pass the smell test for you. You're the community that's competing, and so we want to make sure it's practical. I don't hear any complaints about it. So that's good. All right, Wyatt, sounds like you have a question.
No, I was just going to comment on it. As far as the arcs, I don't see any problem with the number of arcs. It might end up being a detriment. You know, if you use five arcs, it's probably going to take a lot longer to calculate this plan, and you know, you might not get enough iterations in to, you know, score as well as you'd like if you're just waiting around for it to calculate and optimize.
You know, that's a really good point. Whereas in other plan studies that haven't been timed, there was really no punishment if you did do some very complex things, because but if that does increase the optimization time or the planning time itself or the dose calculation time, then it may start to eat into what you might be doing. So that's a really good point. Other questions? Francisco, I see. How are you, buddy? Long time no talk.
No, I'm doing well. Sorry, I joined a little bit late. No real questions right now. Did you release the parameters for the challenge now, or the goals?
You betcha. Already? Let me show you where they are. If you go to Prono, we send out these mass emails whenever we have an update. You'll get another one tomorrow afternoon or evening. That'll be update number 4 of 4. That'll be our final update. And sometimes I think people don't get Prono emails, even though I think we're sending them to everybody. So make sure we're whitelisted if you're not receiving emails. But we send an email update. So this one here is the update number 3. And in this, you actually, can you see my screen on here?
Yep.
The plan scoring details in this section, you can actually click here and it will download a PDF and it will show you every parameter and every score function. So here's a quick snap view of the 19 scored metrics, and then there are 7 unscored metrics that we want to track, which will enable you to explore the analytics after it's done. And then for each of the 19, the weight, the minimum requirement, the ideal, and the weight are summarized here. And then every single score function is mapped out here. So you'll know, this was released, I think, on the 20th, 6 days ago. So some people have already been, you know, making sure they have their little checklist down, but this is available and we'll remind everyone tomorrow. So you bet all the details, all the gory details have been published.
Okay, good.
Now, Francisco, I'll put you on the spot. You actually work for one of the TPS vendors, Philips.
I do.
Yeah. I just want to take this shout out to say anyone who works for a planning vendor, make sure your user base knows about this, because, you know, it's a good thing if you'll get to know the top probably 3 in your planning system. So of your community, you'll see those posted. But the more you have, the merrier, and you know, the higher the chance that you may get one of the high scores. So if whatever your company can do to promote it, registration I will leave open until the day of. And there are over 300 registered already, which is a little surprising to me, given that it's a specific time. So I'm encouraged by that. It should be some pretty stiff competition.
Yeah.
Other questions? I certainly appreciate the questions you did bring tonight. It was really good. Trying to think of anything else. Yeah.
Any tips, Ben?
Any tips?
Yeah.
For this particular plan
any
study?
Any other tips you want to add?
I'll give you tips that are fair tips. So sure. Who was that who asked the question?
Janine.
All right, so your Eclipse. A tip would be read through the online documentation we have before Thursday. So it won't take long. It's searchable. Make sure you know, okay, my dose grid needs to cover all the critical anatomy, but it doesn't have to cover the whole body. So if you want to truncate it superior and inferior, that's fine. That'll decrease your calc time. We do require 2.5 millimeter. Actually, for this one, it's a large 3 millimeter or less as the maximum dimension on your dose grid. So nothing more than 3 millimeters in any dimension. But it's not like an SRS where or SBRT where we want it to be 1 millimeter or they're small structures. We're allowing up to 3, so that might allow you to have faster dose calcs. You can optimize however you want and keep and score as many times as you want. And if you want to look at some tips and tricks that have been successful for your particular planning system for other plan studies, you can go to Prono and any of the plan studies that are published. Like one of the really good ones, there's a learn tab. So for example, this was the recent one. If you go there, here we were looking at the population results. There's a learn tab and there are interviews from high performers. So these were a combination of short video summaries of the plan and written interviews. We had one where we, let's see, it was last year, go to the Prono organization and it's QADS Head and Neck. This is a really complex plan, and we had some really great interviews here. I think we had about 11 written interviews and about 10 video interviews. So what these will do, these are people sharing their methods. So for example, this first one was a guy named John Stenbeck. He's a physicist in South Carolina. He had the highest score in this entire plan study, and he used Eclipse. So you might want to press play here and listen to John Stenbeck talk about his methods that he used in specific to Eclipse, and that might give you some good ideas for the day. And then another tip, since this is your first one, I definitely give the tip, have fun, and it's all about learning really. So if you don't happen to win or even score in the top 30% or 50%, some of the people who are consistent high scorers now are people who struggled the first time or two, and then they got, you know, they wanted to learn and they kept learning and now they're just wizards with their planning system. And that's what it's all about, really. We want people to use their planning systems more effectively and keep an eye on quality and managing a lot of different metrics. So we hope Prono and these pretty strict scorecards act like a very specific and aggressive physician. How about that? So yeah, absorb the materials we have already. And then for you, since it's your first time, definitely practice once or twice with some of the data sets.
Actually, Ben, I remembered the question I was going to ask. Are you going to be timing plans as they come in, or is it just anything within the 4 hours?
It's what it'll be is I'm going to be doing my stopwatch, and I am going to flip on the plan study for publication so that it becomes available at that start time. And then three of us, 75% of Prono are going to be on call answering emails. We're going to have a live GoToMeeting link that you can click in if you want to ask a question live. But other than maybe kind of monitoring the activity, we don't plan on keeping a score versus time. That's a feature we really want to do, but it'll be whatever your submission is at the end of the 4 hours.
Okay.
So if you don't click that submit button before the 4 hour, make sure you get that submitted. In fact, if you get a plan you're really happy with and maybe you have 20 minutes left, click submit so you know you have a plan in there, and then keep playing around and see if you can eke out a little more quality. And if you do, then you can submit again to copy over the one you had before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We might try, because we can have our software engine extract. One thing I thought would be cool was if we showed the anonymous histogram of scores and activity versus time, so we could kind of see the little bars lighting up and moving, you know, slowly moving over to the right. We might try to do that if it's easy for us. Otherwise, it's just going to be whatever was submitted by the end of the allotted time.
Have you taken a crack at planning this case yourself, Ben?
You know, I've worked with a team, a really good team, to help not only plan the algorithm, but to do sanity checks and to do a couple plans. And mm-hmm. I think it's the metrics are nice and challenging, but to go ahead and get a plan that meets almost all of the minimal requirements, you should be able to get there pretty quickly. Probably, you know, depending on your planning system, probably in the first hour or two, you'll already have you can have a decent plan that meets all the minimal objectives. And then it's about where are you losing the most points. And the points are weighted at the things that probably we think are most clinically relevant. You know, we always take a shot at that. So make sure you know which ones are worth the most. And you'll see a scorecard that's makes it very easy for you to see where you can gain some points or synonymous to that, where you're losing points. There are going to be a couple metrics. There are always a few metrics, if not all of them. There are a few metrics that it's impossible to get the ideal, probably physically impossible. But this time, when we analyze the ideal metrics for each, we use the feasibility analysis tool that I developed in Plan IQ, which is a product now owned by Sun Nuclear. You can do a pre-planning feasibility to say what is physically possible for organ at risk sparing given the prescription dose. So we did make a special effort to not ask for anything ideally that's impossible. But you're going to have to balance your objectives. You're not going to hit. No one's going to hit all the ideals. No one's ever going to get a perfect score. If someone gets a perfect score, we probably didn't design the algorithm quite right. But you know, it's always interesting. I never really know what the high scores are going to be for each plan study, and it's really fun. Like, for example, based on the test plans we did, you know, for this recent SRS brain, we did a few test plans. We did a gamma plan, we did a CyberKnife plan, and we did a VMAT plan just to make sure all the data was working. And the test plans were pretty good, but when we finally got the plans, I mean, some of these, we haven't released the SRS brain results. Wow, some of the plans are astonishingly good and practical in terms of you know, pretty feasible for what they might treat in a clinic. So people always surprise me with how well they do, and so I'm not even going to venture a guess to tell you what the mean might be or what the winning score might be, because I have no clue. If I guessed, someone will just beat my guess. So I won't, and no one will know until 24 hours when we will release an awards video that I'll put together. And then about a week after that, we'll have a full presentation that I'm going to be presenting down in Orlando, Florida at a meeting. And then we'll open it up for everyone to see that presentation. Any other questions? Well, I'll close it with this. It was really cool to hear a couple people have fallen off the call, but to hear from the first time plan study participants, I hope you like it. I hope you enjoy it. And we are always looking for people. If you really start to like it, at the major conferences, we're always looking for steering committees to say, hey, I want to do a plan study as part of this meeting. So we allow people to submit abstracts, and then it's really their study. They use the Pronos system to set it up, but if they want to publish the results, they're going to present the results. It really belongs to them, and we are the engine that does it. So for example, at the AAMD meeting this year in Austin, there will be a team of a radiation oncologist and a physicist and a dosimetrist will be doing a team presentation of the soon-to-come breast plan study. So we're going to have a challenging breast plan study that it launches in the April timeframe. That one will not be timed, so you'll have about 5 to 6 weeks to fit it into your busy schedule. But we want one plan study to inspire not just participation in another, but maybe if you really like it, to think about what kind of study would be appreciated by your colleagues. And then you can just work with us and see if it fits into a meeting. We like the studies to be centered around meetings, so there can be a presentation to a group. Well, excellent. I appreciate everyone's time. I had fun. I hope it was useful. If you think of any other questions before or during the event, just email support@pronosystems.com. If it's a question that needs to come to me, they'll forward it to me. Or if it's for the physics QA, or you just want to ask me a question directly, my name is Ben Nelms, and my email is bnelms, N-E-L-M-S, @pronosystems.com. Good luck, everybody. Hope to see your name on the leaderboards. Have a great day.